Hello and welcome to Charles in Charge, all the way from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. We remain in our sixth lockdown. This is a huge podcast. I finally deciphered most of what's going on, and it isn't good, but I'm not sure they're going to succeed. Many of you have asked me if you can hear the end of this song, so I'm going to let it play through and then we'll continue with the podcast. See you then. Was What Is Everyone Bitching About by Nicola Charles from my album Listening in Colour, which was the last guitar-based pop album that I did before moving into a bit of techno and dance, which was really, really exciting a number of years ago. But even then, you see, I was red-pilled and I was a rebel. And I didn't play the game. After being wined and dined at dinner by the owner of the record label, I didn't play the game. I didn't go to bed with him. And so after 2 years of writing and recording my album, Listening in Colour, I was very promptly dropped from the label in London. And I was happy to be dropped because I left with my integrity intact. And I think it's very interesting, isn't it, the decisions that people make throughout their lives about who they're going to be and what effect that has on whether they can sleep at night. And I sleep pretty good at night, and there's a lot of people in this world who I truly hope don't. I'm sure they have to take pharmaceuticals to sleep at night. And they are the people that are running this new technocracy, they'd like to call it. Which is a new means of governance. We talk about this one world government, don't we? We talk about the new world order and a one world government. It's not so much a one world government, it is a one world governance. And it is economists and scientists controlling legislation. And literally, that's what we've seen, isn't it? Economists like Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, money guys, billionaires, trillionaires, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Clinton Foundation, Warren Buffett, George Soros. These are the people that have shaped economies. They've brought in people like Fauci, a universal Judas, a traitor to humanity. And with Bill Gates' ownership of large-scale pharmaceutical companies, they've been able to affect legislation. And that's really interesting, isn't it? Because none of these guys are elected officials. None of us want Bill Gates or Anthony Fauci or George Soros or Warren Buffett or the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Clinton Foundation, or any of them making decisions on our behalf. I'm reasonably sure no body of people would elect Klaus Schwab to anything. So what the technocracy, the universal means of governance, does is it takes us from a democracy to communism. It's that simple. That's what we've seen. And yesterday I went through an awful lot of material that made me have a pain above my right eye for a couple of hours. There was a lot of it. And it's very distressing, but also I don't think it's going to work. And of course, I woke up this morning to the news that an MP in Essex in the UK had been stabbed to death in a week where he was advocating appearing at surgeries for people to get vaccinated. And clearly, in the world we now live in, humanity is being pushed to the brink of what it can sustain, what it can stand, what it can take. And cracks will begin to appear. And this MP was sadly stabbed to death. But this is what's going to happen when people feel there is no way out, there is no future, there is no hope. Because what this system does is it effectively removes hope. And they've done that in a number of ways. As of today in New South Wales, if you're not vaccinated, you can't get a haircut. You can't go to the store. You can't even visit your friends and family for social visits. You can only go if it's considered caring, for instance, if you've got elderly parents. But what's more interesting, and I think tells us a lot about what's happening here, and I touched on this yesterday, is they are stopping people from worshipping in churches if they're unvaccinated. Now, there's a lot to get through. I'm not going from notes. I'm going from memory because I just don't want to rabbit information to you. I want to discuss it. Now, what they want to do on a large scale, thanks to this new way of thinking created by Klaus Schwab, who's something of a Nazi. I don't think anyone would argue with that. He really doesn't care what he does to other people's lives. He wants you to have nothing and be happy, which for sentient beings who haven't been lobotomized chemically, that's probably not going to happen. There will be a universal pushback. We just found out this morning that Coles and Woolies, the stores that we've been allowed to go to throughout the pandemic, and as far as I'm aware, we've never been told there's a super spreader event at Coles and Woolies. Of course not. Just like there's no super spreader events in the queue to get your COVID-19 test, despite the fact everyone there is apparently ill. No, what they do is they massage the numbers, massage the data, massage the science, because what they've done is they've turned science and healthcare into the new religion. Hence, the churches are closed. Because what churches do is they make God the almighty power. And as it states in the American Constitution, we are one nation under God. No man could ever be in charge of the nation, thanks to the Constitution, because men are flawed. And as we've seen by this new attempt at a global reset, which is well on its way, the individuals doing it are incredibly flawed. I've just read a list of at least 10 teenagers between the ages of 12 and 16 who have died in the last 24 hours from being vaccinated by Pfizer. These are not figments of people's imaginations. These are children of all cultures, European, Eastern European, South American, American, Australian. These are teenagers who have reacted very poorly to something that is totally unnecessary for them. Why are they doing this? Where are they going? Well, the big families, the wealthiest families, and if you've ever watched the incredible documentary series, which is hard to find, because let's face it, the truth is not something they want you to hear at the moment. But if you go to DuckDuckGo and you find The Fall of the Cabal, the sequel, and there are now 17 parts to that. They're about half an hour long, 40 minutes long. The Fall of the Cabal, the sequel. Now, you don't need to watch the first series, The Fall of the Cabal, because it's all recapped in the sequel. It's the most incredible documentary series you will ever see. Extremely well researched and can't be argued with. It's incredibly factual and is chilling. Is chilling in the stories that it brings about all wars, the French Revolution, the pandemic, everything being planned by these very powerful families on this planet who, quite frankly, don't deserve to maintain the power that they have. I would like to see justice being done where these families' financial powers are broken up, broken down, and distributed among the people. Because we already see a situation where 1% of this globe own more wealth than the remaining 99%. And that is extremely unfair. Now, with regard to their Great Reset and how we're going to fund this, because it's going to be incredibly expensive, devastating really to governments to do this, with regard to pandemics and climate change, which all of those are an absolute fabrication and a lie to get you to do what they want you to do, which is lose everything. They won't be using any of their wealth to do it, not 1 cent, not $1. You see, if they had the courage of conviction and they really did believe in communism as a social state, as social justice, the wealthy families of the Clintons, the Bushes, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Gates, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they would share their wealth, wouldn't they? Instead, all of those families, all of those institutions, all of those foundations and individuals use their wealth to take more, yet more from the 99%. And that is literally all they're interested in. Now, the future that they see for us, the future that they are well on the way to designing for us, is incredibly constricting. It is, in essence, enslavement. It is a total enslavement. Where did they get the idea for this? Well, these people have been running the show for centuries. And unfortunately, we've given them too much power and they now have a monopoly. Monopoly is another documentary that I would advise you watch. It's on YouTube, but I hazard a guess it won't be there for long. It's called Monopoly, Who Owns the World? It's an hour long. It's one documentary, although he did say he's going to make sequels with more details. And it does show the dangerous level of monopoly that these powerful families have. And what's interesting and very disappointing is that all of those families originate from the USA. They originate from the USA. They weren't there originally, as you will learn in The Fall of the Cabal, the sequel, but they are there now. The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Bushes, the Clintons, the Gates, Warren Buffett, George Soros. So not all of these people were originally from the US, but they are there now and they are using the machinery and the mechanisms and the processes of the US to become unelected dictators that control legislation and law. Sadly, it seems they have gotten to many aspects of government and law, and the result of that is we see an MP in the UK stabbed to death because he is pushing this agenda. So what they want for us, these wealthy families, is literally, in the words of Klaus Schwab, to own nothing and be happy, which, as I've said before, is not possible if you're not lobotomized. When you've worked hard all your life and you were looking forward to retirement owning a farm, a piece of land, a peaceful existence, and to have something to leave to your children, that is simply no longer on the cards. It's gone. Any of you looking for a mortgage out there can forget it. So what they wish is to take us back a couple of centuries. This has happened before, and we clawed our way out of it, and we clawed our way out of it using democracy and using votes, using fairness, using a system of elections and people power. And they are trying to remove that people power. Now, they have successfully removed that people power in the US election of 2020, which there are now calls by 40 legislators, and they're the ones that call these election results in the US, having analysed and done a forensic audit of the Arizona state elections. They found them to be fraudulent, and they found them to be corrupt. That's public knowledge. They've made a public statement about that, although the mainstream media won't tell you. They don't want you to know that, because Joe Biden is part of the New World Order machine, even though he's clearly a bumbling idiot. He is their puppet, and he says what they want him to say, and that's why he's useful to them. The man has no backbone, no moral character, no integrity. He is for sale, and he is bought and owned. So what they are now calling for is the de-legitimization of the US election, and for it to be uncertified, to decertify, uncertify the 2020 US election. They're up against these mighty powers. I don't know how that will go, but I think universally, globally, we all know that Joe Biden did not receive more votes than Barack Obama to be president. So what do they want for us? They want to take us back a couple of centuries. They want to take us back to a time when only royalty, hence the Queen is in on this, of course she is, royalty, lords, elites, and landed gentry own land, and we don't. We own nothing. We will all be pushed into the cities, and they will take our farms, and they will take our land. Now, the awful thing about that is the more lies from the left. And as I've always said, the reason I'm a conservative and I'm centre-right is because the left consistently lie. They are hypocrites. And there is nothing I despise more than a hypocrite. So the left had this big push, didn't they, in certain urban areas of cities that had belonged to the poor, that had been ghettos, that had been community housing. And what had happened is slowly, and it happened in cities sort of like New York, is the left sung like canaries about gentrification. They didn't want wealthy people going into poor neighborhoods and buying up the apartments and the penthouses and what they termed gentrification, poshing up neighborhoods, basically. They didn't want that. And there was a big move against gentrification. Well, now we know why. Gentrification is actually something they are doing en masse. En masse. They want a system where royalty, the elites, lords, gentry, wealthy elites own land and we own nothing. In fact, we won't be allowed to own land. We won't even be allowed to own the homes we live in. Well, how's that going to work? They want us to be, as we were centuries ago, serfs just living on the land, renting homes from them, cottages, and existing. Klaus Schwab believes that we will never leave our homes. There's even a video about this on the World Economic Forum website. I think I've shared it before. There's a video of this where you will never need to leave your home. Everything you need will be delivered to your front door by drone. So what that basically means is they are trying to turn all of us in the Western world globally by 2030 into prisoners under house arrest. Now, were we not in our sixth and what feels like permanent lockdown in Melbourne, which is ridiculous, were we not in permanent lockdown, I could get up today and drive to the mountains. I could go to the Grampians. I could take my children hill walking, which is something I love to do. We could go to Halls Gap Zoo. We could go to the beach. It's Australia. We could drive down the coast. We could go to Healesville Sanctuary and look at endangered animal species and learn about that. In the New World Order, none of that is allowed. None of that will be happening. That is why they really don't care if people lose their homes and their cars through this economic crush that they're doing to us, because you won't need them, you won't be going anywhere. And you won't need to go to the store. And as we're seeing, the unvaccinated are already about to be locked out of stores, and eventually the vaccinated will be locked out of stores too. How are they going to do this? Well, what's going to happen and what has already happened is governments are universally, during their global move of governance, they are universally going to remove the price caps for energy companies. This has already happened in the UK. Ofcom has already removed energy caps, which means your heating, your gas, your electric, everything is about to go sky high. They've raised the council tax in the UK and they've raised national insurance. This will happen everywhere. Life was already incredibly expensive in Australia. I went to buy a mozzarella cheese in Coles supermarket in Melbourne a couple of days ago. And I had to do a double take because the price tag said $49 a kilo, and that price tag was yellow, meaning it was on sale. So previously it was more than that. It was buffalo mozzarella, and it was $49 a kilo. We already lived in a world where I talked, even on radio a couple of years ago, how a punnet of blueberries in Australia was up to $7 or $8 unless it was on sale. And when it's on sale, you're buying it when it's sort of rotted in the carton, basically, which nobody wants to do. So I was already concerned about what was going on. I also talked about how they didn't seem to be making the roads wider for the growth in the population, with all the immigration that was happening. Well, of course, now we know why. So, what they will do is they will bankrupt all of us purely with living expenses. The unvaccinated will be taxed more and it will cost them more to buy food and do virtually anything. Eventually, that will come to the vaccinated. A lot of you ask me, what are these quarantine camps for? And I will tell you what I believe they are for. What's going to happen is what's happened in the UK for just the past summer. You will briefly get your freedoms back. And what's been happening is the UK has been thinking that they are a season behind Australia, but I think Australia is a season behind the UK. Because I believe Australia, predominantly for the vaccinated, will, and eventually the unvaccinated, but it doesn't matter because it's simply a brief moment, will gain their freedom. And they're saying Freedom Day, and all these idiots are out there quaffing champagne. I talked about that yesterday, and they're super excited because they believe life has gone back to normal, and they are horribly and chronically mistaken. If they succeed in this, life won't be going back to normal, but I don't think they will. I think each country will see their own revolution. It's not something I want to see. It's not something I think will be pleasant. But I think politicians need to be very careful here. I think people have taken as much pressure in Australia as they are prepared to take. So they will give us our freedoms back in some respects freely while they continue to enslave us with QR codes. There's this new system that Coles and Woolies are opening, which means they've lost my business of these eQR codes, where you can't use your bank card or cash anymore to pay for anything. If there's any of you out there that have cash stuffed under a mattress or cash hidden somewhere in your house, it is about to be virtually valueless. And you've got your big banks to thank for that. Inflation will go sky high. Mortgages will go sky high. Loans will go sky high. Your energy bills will be so huge, it is unlikely that you will be able to heat your home during winter. These smart meters in your home, I've already said, are constantly watching everything you do and everything you use. You will have your carbon footprint, your climate change bullshit will be controlling your life next. How many miles you drive. There are already books on reading lists for children about climate change, about pandemics. They want your brain to get on the page of pandemics and climate change being your new God, your new church, your new governance. Pandemics and climate change. Now, in order for Bill Gates and Pfizer and all his pharma friends to get on board with this, they also, yes, had to get on board with his desire and his push for depopulation. What else could be responsible for people considering vaccinating their children when they're at no risk of COVID-19? No risk. The former Vice President Michael Yeadon of Pfizer, the former Vice President of Pfizer, has said now publicly that children are 50 times more likely to die from vaccination than they are from COVID-19. And yet the parents who are sheep are still brainwashed by the mainstream media and people they've watched on their local channels for many years who are now paid shills in the media. They believe they need to be vaccinated when they don't. They are coming after your children. They'll literally have to kill me to get to mine. Bill Gates's desire and Klaus Schwab's desire for depopulation. Look, they don't wish to remove everyone from the planet, but they wish to remove a large portion. That is billions of people. And we have lost so many. And if you're not suspicious about this process of death that's occurring, it's because you don't see it on your mainstream media. You don't see the faces of the children and the teenagers. Even though many of us share privately these pictures of loss and these memorials to these children and adults who are dying post-vaccination, the mainstream media don't care about them. And you need to ask yourselves why. Why don't the mainstream media share with you the information about the people who have died post-vaccination? Why aren't they concerned about that? Because they're part of the Great Reset, because they now know that essentially the media has a great power to control the masses. And this was something that was isolated clearly and spoken about by Adolf Hitler. He said, if you control the media, you control the people. And we see it happening again today. So what they are planning is that in the next 8 years, they will make the cost of living so expensive and so devastating that you will need to sell everything to survive. The unvaccinated already won't have an income. Eventually, the vaccinated won't have an income. And that's primarily because they'll be getting sick. And they won't be able to work. And you will have to sell things to survive. No one will be immune. Land taxes on homes, inheritance tax, death duty will come in. Things are going to get extremely desperate. And before and during the time that they're getting financially desperate, they are going to bring in this pandemic too. Now, who knows if pandemic two is a real pandemic? I'm not sure they'd want to endanger themselves. But I have a theory that these quarantine camps, which is very strange what's happening with them, isn't it? There's a lot of them in Australia. And yeah, Scott Morrison, Prime Minister, who really I'm staggered at his bold-faced cheek when he goes out in public and says the things he says, which are clearly lies, and he's got this faux smile on his face. It's awful to watch. It's actually stomach churning that he dumbs it down and thinks we're all idiots. That he says now that New South Wales, people are going to be able to travel internationally. Of course they are, because this is their reason for bringing Marburg into Australia. We're already talking about it. if they really believe there was a threat of the Marburg virus, which has only been found to be in Africa, and I think one case in America after someone had travelled, if there was really a global threat of Marburg, which is on the World Health Organization website now, that the globe is at threat of Marburg, because we know Tedros isn't owned. Oh my goodness, this man is so corrupt. Yes, he's the president of the World Health Organization. If there was really, think about this now, because when it happens, you might want to remember me saying this. If there was really a threat of Marburg globally as a pandemic, as is stated currently, please go look on the World Health Organization website. Why are we opening up international travel from New South Wales and into New South Wales? Well, because that's part of their storyline. This is a script that we're following. It's almost as if I've written it for television. Someone needs to bring Marburg back in, don't they? And it will be one of the international travellers. So with the Prime Minister saying that international travellers can self-isolate at home when they get back to Australia. Self-isolate at home when they get back to Australia? Why did we build quarantine camps then? Because eventually, and I believe it will be between the years 2023 and 2025, when they're fully up and running, one of you internationally vaccinated travellers will apparently bring Marburg back with you. Probably many of you. And you'll be paying $2,500 per week yourself to stay in their quarantine facility. They may require you to stay in that quarantine facility for a year. We don't know the incubation time, the illness time, the recovery time for Marburg. Has anyone discussed that? What if you require, by government legislation from unelected officials run by economists and scientists, to stay after you've had your lovely holiday in government quarantine because of Marburg, because you tested positive for Marburg by another test that doesn't test for Marburg? We know it's all a lie. They'll probably give you something, because they'll be bringing your food to you, your food and drink. I wouldn't want to turn on the tap in a quarantine facility. One of the quarantine facilities in Australia has been built on land that is condemned for having contaminated water. Look it up. One of the quarantine facilities, I think it's either in Queensland or the Northern Territory, has been built on land that is contaminated. The water is contaminated. And Scott Morrison was questioned about it. And he said, oh, we'll have to bring the water in. Be a great way, wouldn't it, to turn on the tap, tell them the water's been brought in and poison them. Marburg outbreak. More lockdowns. All of you coming back to Australia might need to spend a year in these quarantine facilities at $2,500 a week per person. There goes your house. There goes your house. You are one of the people who is forced into the Great Reset, who will have nothing and be happy because, well, once you have nothing and you've paid the government with your house and they move you into social housing, you'll be so grateful to be out of there and you'll have your freedom. You'll be like these idiots in New South Wales quaffing champagne and going, oh, finally I'm free, finally I'm well, finally alive. That's if you don't find your way to one of the crematoriums that are also on site of the quarantine facilities. If we don't stop this now at COVID-19, the lie of COVID-19, the PCR test has been found factually on the FDA website to not work for COVID-19 because no one's seen COVID-19 because COVID-19 is the flu. In court cases, governments have been asked to provide an isolate sample of COVID-19 for analysis to prove that their restrictions, mandates and lockdowns are legal. No government has provided that because there isn't one. All of these tests and all of these vaccines came from a computer-generated idea of what it was, emailed to America from China. They're all in on it together. So the PCR test is testing for flu. Yes. Oh, wow. 2,000-3,000 people have flu in Victoria today. Probably because they've been vaccinated and their immune system has taken a hit. Remember when you used to get a really bad flu and you'd be on the couch? I think that's what I had early in 2020. An upper respiratory flu, a very bad one that they genetically modified and made in a lab. Gross. Using bats. Gross. To think that that's even been inside me is gross. But now I have natural immunity to it. And just think about it. For the last 18 months, they've been saying everyone needs to get vaccinated. Natural immunity is not enough, even though we all know natural immunity is better. Better. My mother was in microbiology. Natural immunity is always better. Your body is an incredible piece of machinery. If you're not vaccinated, your body is extraordinary. And yes, I was on the couch for 6 weeks and not well and isolated from everyone I love. And you've got your box of tissues and you get through it. You drink lots of fluid. You take Panadol. I use an inhaler from a friend. And you get well. However, if you get that nasty flu after vaccination, you're in trouble. And that's why we're seeing deaths. And that's why it's not wise to vaccinate your children while they're still developing their immune systems. How do we know that they always knew that natural immunity was better? Well, news articles are starting to emerge, trickling out, where they are suggesting that vaccinated people should go and catch COVID-19 because that immunity would add to what the vaccine is doing. Listen, you need to understand. The vaccine is nothing to do with COVID-19 or the flu. Nothing to do with it. Nothing. It is a track and trace system that they will continually build on to see how much you can take, to see how much graphene oxide you can take. And clearly for people who die after vaccination, they weren't able to take very much. If you're not doing your own research at this point, I can't help you. Please listen to the Stu Peters show. Please watch Monopoly, Who Owns the World. Please watch The Fall of the Cabal, the sequel, which you'll have to go to DuckDuckGo. Google will not let you watch that. It is not on YouTube. There's a reason for that. That's the reason you should watch it. Please watch COVID Land, Lockdown. You need to educate yourself because what they're trying to do is make damn sure you're uneducated. When you read in news.com.au stories, this is to make life easier, the EQR code. These are spy games. This is enslaving you. There is no privacy. Anyone should be able to walk into a store, pay cash and leave without the government knowing that you were there, without the taxation office knowing you were there and what you purchased, without the store you bought from knowing your vaccination status, what chemicals you've got in your system, and that you light up on a map because you're connected to 5G. They were already tracking us through our smartphones, which is why I leave my smartphone at home when I go out. They don't know where I go or what I do. I'm currently paying cash, and when I can't pay cash at stores anymore, I won't be going. I won't be going. Are you going to let them take your freedoms? Because when you don't object, if you don't go online to the government website and object to the EQR system, if you don't stop shopping at Woolies and Coles, you don't understand that not only are you being enslaved, that you are forcing everyone else who does not wish to be enslaved into enslavement or to become second-class citizens in society. I worry about the psychology of you, I'm all right, Jack, characters who don't mind that other people who don't want to do this are being forced into it. The world is supposed to be fair. The world should be fair. The world is moving into a place where it is not fair. It will no longer be a case of if you work hard and save, you can build your life. It's a system where they intend on taking everything from you. And I know that's depressing to hear, but you need to understand what the technocracy is as a means of governance. It is economists and scientists in control of legislation. They are abusing the biosecurity acts and the biosecurity laws. They are nothing to do with what's happened here. Try and get your mind around the fact your vaccine inside your blood was nothing to do with COVID-19 because COVID-19 doesn't exist. Take a texter in your brain and scrub out COVID-19 and then ask yourselves why you were vaccinated. This has been Charles in Charge. I'll see you next time.